I had this really interesting dream last night where someone was asking me to smuggle something and I really wanted to get the job. And then every time they were, they were like, oh, it's chickens. And I was like, oh, chickens are the easiest thing to smuggle. I'm like, so yeah, I could do that. That's great. And they were like, oh, would they lay eggs? And I was like, chicken laying eggs? That's even easier to smuggle. I was like, I was saying anything I could to like get this like smuggling deal.
You just really needed this job.
Yeah, I really wanted to do it. So I was like planning out this like smuggling expedition with chickens. And then suddenly it like morphed and we were like at this like Olympic event.
Nice.
And my friend was there and like one of the events was like a walking at like a high beam high over the city. And it was like scary. And I was like, I can't do this. And she goes, it's super easy once you put high heels on.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, that's the trick? She's like, yeah, watch. And she like put heels on and just like walked across it super easy. And I was so scared.
Did you do it?
No, I woke up with a cramp.
Oh, because of the high heels.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You know, the brain doesn't know the difference between sleep and awake.
The brain's an idiot.
The brain is doing the best it can.
Ugh. Try harder, brain.
Yeah. So it just got me thinking.
Brain, if you're listening.
We don't smuggle enough.
It's a good point. I want to smuggle even when no one's asked me to, just for no reason.
We should find some chickens.
Okay. And then just bring them places?
Only if they're laying eggs.
Well, they're easier that way.
Yeah, that's what I've heard
from
myself. Isn't it interesting? The word smuggle is one letter off from snuggling. Snuggling is you're cuddling, basically. And smuggling is you're moving.
Cuddling things close to your body and then depositing them somewhere else. Yeah. I always think of smuggling as like putting something under your shirt. I don't know why.
Oh, I think of it like keistering.
Like keistering?
Yeah.
Like butt?
Yeah.
Oh. That's the worst way to think of it.
It is, but that's how, I mean, people do smuggle.
I want to have a trench coat that I open and things fall out of.
Well, maybe instead you should have a trench coat that you open and things are for sale.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main end goals of smuggling.
Selling the things you're smuggling.
The things you're selling. Yeah, that's why I want to just do... Is smuggling...
Illegal?
Smuggling, it implies illegality, doesn't it?
Yeah, because why else would you smuggle?
Why not just do it? But I want to smuggle... I want to act as if I'm smuggling things.
Recreational smuggling?
You could just say it. You could go anywhere and be like, oh, I smuggled these drinks in, but it's like water.
Yeah.
That's still smuggling because it was done outside of the public purview. No one knows.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's smuggle. And then we'll snuggle.
Oh. Welcome to Very Fine Friends. Listeners, if you're listening to this, and we know you are because you're listening to it, listeners.
It's like Schrodinger's podcast.
We just smuggled you into our podcast.
Welcome. Snuggle us.
We smuggled, so now we snuggle. First you smuggle, then you snuggle.
Hold on, I'm writing this down.
Oh, do you have the... not snuggling first. No.
Oh.
That's... Nope.
Scratching it out.
That's the reward for all the smuggling.
That's right. Smuggling, then snuggling.
Yes. We do them in alphabetical order.
Oh, that's good.
That'll
help people.
Remember.
That'll help people just learning the alphabet.
Yes, that's what I was hoping for. You know how you always smuggle first and then you snuggle? Well, that's alphabetical order. I always remember port and starboard.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Are those the two though? That's
who among us could know the difference?
It's left and right. It's alphabetical order in that one. That's how but the two words are port and starboard, yeah. Right?
Why don't they just say stage right and stage left like everyone else?
Yeah. Like when I'm giving directions to someone when they're lost, I'm like, go up to the light, take a stage left. And then when you hit to the stop sign, take a stage right.
Yeah.
And if you find yourself downstage, you've gone too far. Yeah, no, but those are alphabetical order, too. Port and starboard, left, right. So, good for us.
Good for us.
Good for the alphabet.
Good for literacy.
Yeah. Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives
Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is schmooze. Jenna's decoy word is railroads. Francis's secret word is improvised. Francis's decoy word is yikes. Back to the pod.
A, B, C, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
You know what else is in alphabetical order?
The alphabet? Technically.
Yes, that's true. It's a good point. I, O, T, W. Invention of the week.
Inventions.
Oh, that was smooth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what isn't in alphabetical order? Sexy, which is what that transition was.
Jenna, that was impressive.
Thank you. I've been studying the alphabet for most of my life, waiting, and it's finally paid off.
Did you just come up with that on the cuff?
I did. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why am I so impressed by this?
I don't know. It's not that impressive.
Joe, hail your sister.
He did.
Just improvised that.
I did.
Okay. Well, isn't that kind of my isn't that my job?
I'm just amazed.
Improvising things? Francis, you know this podcast is all improv, right? You know we don't.
Not all of it.
Well, you're not, you know what part
isn't? Welcome to Very Fine Friends, a podcast where friends talk about stuff. That's a script.
Wait, so you guys haven't been reading the scripts that I've been sending you every week?
Sorry, Joe, I've just been really busy.
Maybe if you put them in alphabetical order, they'd be easier to digest.
He did. The first episode is called A. The second one is B.
Guys, we're past 26 episodes. I don't know what to do anymore.
A.
Who am I?
B. Yeah. All right, Francis, lay it on me.
You want me to lay on you?
Yes.
Okay. Coming right up, sister. You want an invention?
I would love one. Thank you.
Okay. I had one, and I'm going to communicate it to you and Joe and the audience at large.
Okay.
The invention of the week, this week, has to do with...
You seem like you're stalling for time. The invention of the week, this week, which is the week that we're in currently...
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
The invention of the week this week is...
Stop! Okay.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay, so remember how I came up with that invention where you could eat whatever you want and then it goes into a tube?
Yes. And like the little proprietary valve system, you switch it off and it goes into the...
Yeah, you remember.
I remember, of course I remember.
I love that.
I'm wearing one right now.
I thought you looked thin, deprived of nutrients.
Yeah.
I have a better way.
Ooh. Well, you're one-upping your previous invention?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm one-upping it.
All right.
Now forget it. I have a new invention. Here it is.
Okay.
I talked to you about this before, I think, and I'll see if you remember. It wasn't on pod, but I was thinking about it today. I'm like, this is a great idea.
Okay.
Let me tell you a story, Joe. One time I came to visit Jenna, and it was really hot. It was the middle of summer.
I know. I remember this one.
And she didn't come to the door for a long time. And I
didn't know you were at the door already.
I was
already.
Sweating. And finally, I was about to go back to the car, but then I didn't. And then she finally came to the door, and I was like sweating all over.
I think it was like 1 minute. I don't think it was like a really long. It makes it sound like you were out there for like 15 minutes.
Well, it's better for the invention if it was longer.
Okay.
Could have been an hour. Anyway, I was stalling because I was trying to remember this, just so you know.
Okay.
So there, I admit it. I was stalling.
See? Proof that it's improv, people.
Yeah. See, it's not always fast.
Proof that we didn't read Joe's script.
All right. Here it is. My invention. Do you know how sometimes you go to your friend's house and she doesn't answer the door for upwards of an hour?
It's not. Do I know it?
I don't know that.
You know how the world is hot?
I do know that.
And sometimes cold.
I do know that.
You know how we like to wait in comfort?
I do know that.
Well, tighten your bra, because you are about to be amazed.
Went back one hook.
Oh,
go on.
Oh, they're high.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's my invention.
I just had my handmaiden pull my corset tighter.
Wow, I didn't know it could go any tighter.
My ribs are cracking under the pressure.
My invention is a handmaid who knows how to do her job. No. Here it is. You push a button.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not a button, a doorbell. This is ridiculous. The button of the house.
Similar to the lady of the house.
Yes, the button of the house.
There's only one button on a house.
Like when you were a child and you used to pretend to be the button of the house.
That's a deep cut. Yeah. Only true fans will appreciate
real
it.
Real ones don't.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Sorry. Go on.
It's okay.
So you push the button of the house.
When you're pushing the button, when you push the button, depending on if it's summer or the winter, there's a vent over the door that opens and it blows whatever temperature of air is going on in the house on you. So you can wait in comfort. So if it's summertime, it blows the AC on you while you wait. If it's the wintertime, it blows the heat on you while you wait. And that's about it.
Okay, yes. I remember this invention, and I remember you inventing it. I still don't maintain that I was that gone for that long or not at the door that much, but...
it's not about that.
It is, to me, it's about pride. I don't leave my guests hanging at
this,
the door.
This was the one time that I was like...
Oh, it was hot. It was hot out.
It was a scorcher.
It was a scorcher.
Weatherman said it was a scorcher.
And you don't dress for the weather. You dress to impress, so...
Thanks.
Yeah, so, which I appreciate, by the way. Screw the weather.
Screw the weather.
And
me. Because of my outfit.
Yep. Not in that order. This is not a snuggle-smuggle situation. Do it the other way. I don't think this is a bad idea. This is the only thing I could see being a problem would be someone pressing the button of the house over and over and over again.
No, that wouldn't work.
Because it has to be tied to the doorbell. Like my doorbell, I don't think works. It's like I don't think it makes any noise.
Well, here's what we're gonna do about that.
Okay,
we can retrofit it for an existing home. We'll put a new doorbell in. No, connect it right. Our qualified technicians can handle that for you. You won't have to do anything. But if it's a new build, it goes in as a new build. So we have ways of solving all of these problems.
But
nothing.
But okay. So, but what I'm saying is, if you press the button to my house, nothing happens because no. So how do I if the sound breaks? How you know you're not going to get someone out there just stealing your AC?
Well, it's also going to be connected to an app.
Okay.
And also, it's kind of like, you know, when you hit the crosswalk button?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen any faster because you hit it 10 times. It activates.
I just like hearing them go,
wait. Yeah. Oh, I can do it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, pretty good.
Thanks.
Wait.
Oh, wow. You're just as good.
Nice. New skill unlocked.
We should go to crosswalks and do that.
Then can we make the clicking noise for when it turns to walk? And accidentally trick people in the...
Can I hear your version of it?
That's not good. That's not it.
But that's better than I could do. Mine was going to be more high-pitched.
We could trick people into crossing the street when their car is coming.
And watch their body parts fly off their body when they get hit.
Yeah. Or say, wait, when they're in the middle of the crosswalk.
And then they just stop.
They're just like,
what do I do?
Oh, no, the light rail's coming.
Oh, my God. I wish I was in front of a house with a button I could push. Back to the invention. Anyway, so it's only going to happen once, okay? And then it's like on a timer. So for max, it'll be like 5 minutes.
Will this seems like it will use a lot of energy, though, because to blast the outside with air-conditioned air or heat, it's going to have to be its own unit. You want it separate from your...
Just sounds like more incentive for lazy bones like you to get to the door faster and let their guests in.
Oh no, all the energy is being used. I better hurry up.
I better run from my basement up to the main level. Here's the thing. They have devices like heaters and coolers. So like they do both. So it could just be like one new thing that's like right over the front door. It's not like connected to your AC. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's the equivalent of turning on your bedside bed jet.
Okay.
And people will love it. And their hair will stay done and their makeup will stay done.
What's a bed jet?
Oh, bed jets are nice. I have one. Yeah.
You don't know? You don't know.
It's this, you know how you like bed? You know you like jet. No, it's this like a heating and cooling system for your bed. So you put a little hose
at the bottom of your bed.
And then you can adjust the air temperature
either cold in the summer or hot in the winter.
And it has a little remote and a timer. And
nice.
And it has a little remote and a timer. Delayed reaction.
It's wintery time now. I like before bed turning it on for like 30 minutes and get my tootsies nice and toasty and then fall asleep. And then the summer, it's air conditioning for your bed.
Who doesn't love some toasted tootsies?
I do.
We didn't when we were eating John Malkovich.
And Dorothy Michaels.
Who's that?
Tootsie. Oh. The movie. No, don't get me warm. Anyway.
Dustin Hoffman, is that you?
Now I am a woman who is proud to be cold.
Okay, so then if it's own separate unit, then also it does. Because the other problem I was worried about is having vents that open in the house. Like, you don't want to have any extra, like,
right.
So this sealed off. So this is like a sealed off thing.
Yeah, totally separate. And here's a fun part. If you don't want the guest there, you can, on your app, crank it the other direction.
So extra heat?
Yeah.
If it's hot out?
Yeah.
So you're getting rid of unwanted visitors?
Yeah. It's just a quick button, like enemy. It just says enemy. Mm. And you push it, and then it really fucks with them.
That's the button of the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love that part, huh?
The enemy button?
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I don't love that it's connected to an app, because I like to keep things... Is there a way to do this data-free?
Yeah. It can be like a little screen on your next to your front door, so you don't have to use your phone. Just like, it's just software. It's like a computer.
Okay, so it could still be like a closed circuit. Yeah. So I could be standing on the other side of the door just saying, enemy. Yeah. All right, I like that.
Yeah.
I would definitely... Oh, could it say enemy, too?
As it's getting hotter outside?
Enemy. Wait.
Here's the thing I didn't tell you before. It also comes with a pneumatic tube, like the old-fashioned banks.
Oh, I love a good pneumatic tube.
Right, so people are there to like give you something or like... literature, you could be like, just put it in the tube. And no, Jenna.
Writing it down. No,
okay. You could just put it in the tube. And it's funny because if you don't want it, you've already hit the enemy button. And so if you want the mail, it comes into your house. But if you hit enemy, it goes up and back in their face. That would be so funny.
It would be funny. Yeah. It reminds me of like a cartoony thing. Is it a cartoony? Where letters go flying out at somebody's face?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that in a cartoon.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. I don't want this mail.
Enemy.
This mail's my enemy.
This mail's my enemy. Okay. Do you apologize to the pod for that?
Do you have a name for this invention?
Nope.
Oh, Joe?
Buttons of the house. So you can make it. You can make it a button separate from the doorbell.
You could, but what if they were too stupid to push it? That's on them, I guess.
Yeah. And what are they doing? Then they are my enemy. What are they doing visiting my house?
What about something about welcome? Welcome, Matt. Welcome. cool welcome. Welcome comfort.
Warm welcome.
Warm welcome, Joe. Warm welcome. I love it. Oh, yes.
All right.
To Joe. Joe, say it.
To Joe.
Wow.
You're making Joe schmooze himself.
Yeah. That was great. That was really good.
That's nice, though. That was good. Okay, I don't even think we need to workshop any other
names.
Hell
to the no.
Warm welcome is probably available now.
Everyone's going to want... I mean, I would want this.
I know you would. You'd want it for me, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, my only concern is that people are going to abuse it. They're going to come up and they're going to, like...
It doesn't do anything after the first push. And they only have a maximum of 5 minutes.
Wait, so someone pushes it and then then people would be congregating at your door. Like, I live near a high school and the high school students, like, they, like, walk or in the neighborhood once school is out. And I can totally see, like, when it's hot outside, some punk high school kid just standing in my doorway, pressing the button and 5 minutes of air, just, like, hanging out in my doorway.
And they're not going to abuse it. High school kids wouldn't do that.
You're right.
They have somewhere to go. Home.
Yeah. They're going to be doing that on the buttons of their own house.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, you can also alter it to be, like, not that comfortable, but more comfortable than the air. It's not going to be, like, super ice cold if you want. You could make it...
I just realized, is this something that they do in office buildings? Like, you know when there's, like, sliding doors and then you walk in and then there's air, like, blowing down at you?
No, that's not it, Joe. That's not what they do. They blow air to stop bugs from coming in. It's not to keep you cool.
Oh.
And it's only while you're walking through it. This is my thing. This isn't Sam's Club.
Okay.
I invented this.
Okay. Yeah, Sam. You piece of shit. This isn't yours. This is Francis's.
Yeah. No, I was saying because I invented Sam's Club that one time.
Yeah. Well, Sam invented it, but then you reinvented it.
I just want to be someone.
All right. Well, good. Well, warm welcome. Definitely it's available now. Go to veryfinefriends.com.
And nowhere else.
Oh, no. You can't get this anywhere else.
We might allow Costco to sell.
But not Sam's Club.
No, after what they did to me passively through no action of their own.
That's the worst kind of action. At least if someone takes active action,
they're thinking of you.
And it's like they had to put in a little bit of work and, you know. But passive action? Boo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that wraps up another invention of the week. And a successful one, too, I think.
Totes agrees.
Degrees
of welcome. Yours was way better, but I wish I'd said degrees of welcome first.
Oh, just to get it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Joe had to come in and just steal the show. Joe's pony was combed, that's for sure.
What?
You know, like in horse shows?
Is that a phrase?
No, I just came up with it.
Okay.
You know, like, you want to ride the most combed pony.
Okay. Well, on that note, it's time for our next segment. Excuse me?
That's it. Nailed it.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
In this segment, we're going to be asking each other for favors, and I don't know, we will be able to help each other, maybe we won't. We'll just see.
Yeah, we'll just see.
Hey, Francis.
Hey, Jenna.
Could you do me, like, a huge, huge favor?
What is it?
I have I'm having a bunch of people over for a fancy dinner, and I need to stuff a turkey. Could you help me stuff a turkey?
Can I help you stuff a turkey?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, that'd be like a huge help.
I really...
Maybe grab the giblets.
I would. However, and I know you couldn't possibly have known this, I met a turkey once.
So you're intimately familiar with turkeys, so this should be great for you.
Yeah, except I was in the woods and I was out of water and I thought I was going to die, and I screamed out, "Lord, help." And the turkey came. And the turkey had a translator.
Okay.
I don't mean like a person, I mean like a device.
Oh, sure.
And it communicated with me and actually led me to safety. So I couldn't possibly touch the giblets of a turkey after what it's done for me. I married a turkey after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what you're asking is, oof.
Well, and I forgot to mention, this is the turkey that you married. So that would probably be awkward. I understand.
Oh, my heart's broken and my tears are streaming, but I can't.
Well, if you could just put your eyeballs over the turkey, it will help Brian, the turkey, the tears will. That'd be a huge help.
I can't. I told you I was married to a turkey. Now I'm single. I'm not going
to we were married to
touch the giblets of my dead spouse.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I guess I'll stuff that bird myself.
I'm calling the police. Bye. Hey, Jenna.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have a second? Can I talk to you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I was injured.
Oh,
you can probably tell both of my arms are in full body casts.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can't do anything with them.
Oh, touchdown.
That's so funny. That is funny. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'd high five you, but I can't move.
I can come to you.
Oh, nice. Ow. I was wondering, could you take my socks and shoes off and rub my feet? Because the doctor said that the muscles are going to atrophy in my foot. And just so you know, on one of my feet, I only have a big toe and a pinky. You'd think it would look weird, but it's kind of cool. It's another touchdown situation.
So, your feet are going to atrophy because your arms are in casts?
Because I can't move. Because the cast actually is fastened at the base of my spine. It's hard to explain because you probably are not versed in...
I'm castless.
...spinal lore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway... I'm ready.
I would, except when I was, you know, in kindergarten, like they get you early with those dare to keep kids off drugs pledges or whatever, where they have you like sign stuff.
Yeah, I know.
They got me early with a different kind of pledge. I signed one of those. I signed a thing where I'm not allowed to touch toes except for outside of the context of doing This Little Piggy Went to Market. And it has to be just for that. Like, you can't use that as an excuse to touch toes. It's like the contract is like, it's airtight. I've had lawyers look at it and I'm sorry, I can't.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not. This is dead serious. Do you want me to pull out the contract? I have the contract right here.
Yeah, show it to me.
Yeah, it's right here.
Why do you have it with you?
Because I carry it with me everywhere because people are constantly asking me to touch their toes.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I can't do it right now. I'm sorry. Until I can track down that little piggy winter market dealer that came to our school that long ago, I'm just stuck. I'm sorry.
Is there any exception for touchdown feet?
Oh, no. It's actually specifically, it says, after official review... The ruling on the field is reversed. No touchdown.
Okay, so I guess I'll just...
They made it whimsy. I don't know why they made it whimsical, but they did, and it still holds up in court.
What
so.
School did you go to? Okay, well, you're the only neighbor around here for 10 miles, so I guess I'll just...
I'm sorry. Just lose those feet then, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to know, though, is my question.
I also signed a thing where I'm constantly under surveillance. It was weird that they had a 6-year-old do this, but it's legally binding, so... Ooh, I would, but I can't. I'm sorry. It's the difference between you having feet and me going to jail. So I'm real sorry.
I could bail you out.
No, it's specifically a no bail.
Ow. Starting ow.
Well.
Ow, my toes.
Good luck with that, buddy.
Help. Hold on, I just got to write something in my diary. Jenna is a bitch.
Sorry, I can't help.
Who am I supposed to hear that?
I actually have a favor I was hoping to ask both of you guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing an adult recorder recital as just for fun. I joined a group, and we're having our concert in a couple weeks, and everyone in the class is going to invite their parents to be there. But obviously I can't invite my parents because they're both deathly allergic to hearing the recorder.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you guys could attend the adult recorder recital.
What night is it?
Thursday.
Oh, I can't do it Thursday. I'm sorry. I that's the day that I promised the mayor. He's got this huge project where he wants to turn all the roads into railroads so that people don't get into car wrecks. And I promised I would help him lay the track. I'm so sorry.
I didn't know you knew the mayor.
Thinks we're closer than we actually are. Like, he thinks I'm one of his best friends. He kind of annoys me a little bit, if we're being quite honest. But whatever. I made this promise.
Why are you laying track for him then if he annoys you?
Because he asked me, he gave me this special honor of throwing out the very first pitch, the ceremonial pitch at the local farm league team game, and the whole town was there. And right before he handed me the ball, and I was already committed to this, and I was really excited to throw out that ceremonial first pitch, he looked at me and he's like, "But before we throw this pitch, everybody, I want you to know Jenna is amazing. She's offered to lay down track to make all of our roads railroads. And she's doing it Thursday, and there's no getting out of it. Everyone give Jenna a big round of applause." So the whole town, basically, he committed me in front of everybody, and I can't get out of it. Because then it's like, because the town's really excited for this project. And so otherwise I'd be there for sure. I would totally be there. Ugh. But Francis can probably go.
Yikes. Here's the thing. When I was a child, I was in an accident that involved my tongue. And it stopped the ability of my tongue to produce moisture. And see how dry that was? And all I wanted to do as a child was to just play the recorder. And I was about to before the accident. Then I couldn't. Also, it stopped my lips from being able to do the perfect recorder shape. So I'm in therapy now for recorder jealousy. And although I've made significant progress, I'm not ready to see people living my dream, especially adults, with a recorder. As I'm sure you have a nice plastic one. I actually collect them still. I go home every night and I touch them. And sometimes I hire sex workers to play the recorder. And then go home. But I'm not ready to see you doing it as a hobby.
No, Francis, I have good news for you. I spoke with your therapist just this morning. And your therapist said it's time for some exposure therapy. And that going to recorder...
Ooh, exposure therapy.
That, so...
She can't talk about me like that.
No.
That was a violation of my medical records.
No. Remember you signed over power of attorney to me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, after the turkey incident, you said you didn't want to be responsible for yourself anymore.
Right. I didn't think you were going to abuse it like this.
That's not abuse. I'm helping you, see? You wouldn't have gone, and this is clearly the most important thing that could help you right now.
Oh, you're right. You said it's at a school, though?
Yeah.
This is kind of a funny story. I was picking up my nephew from school one day, but I forgot what he looked like, and I accidentally abducted the wrong kid. As a result, I'm not allowed to go there.
Well, I actually spoke to the police. The statute of limitations is up on that abduction because the child is now over the age of 18, and he got a big laugh out of it. So as an adult, he signed a waiver saying, no, that wasn't, in retrospect, that wasn't an abduction. So you're free to be near schools again.
And Jenna greased the mayor a little bit too. But
yeah, well, Oh my God,
thank you for saying mayor. You know, you just reminded me of the mayor's head was blown off this morning. I forgot to tell you.
Oh no.
So your afternoon just cleared up.
Oh no, because I helped the mayor draft his will. And he said, in the event of my untimely death, nothing is more important to me than making the roads, railroads. So I can't, and he's putting it in his will that no matter what, on Thursday, this project must go on. So
that's lucky.
No, it's really very unlucky for the mayor.
Well, he was unpopular.
And it's unlucky for me because I want to go to your recorder concert. I really want to.
Oh boy. Hey Joe, you know what I literally just this moment remembered?
Tell me.
I just remembered that I had a, I don't know if you know this, but I've had prophetic dreams in the past. I try not to put too much stock in them, but they all come true. And last night I dreamed that if I hear a recorder, my eardrums will explode, and as will my eyes, and as will my the eardrums of a one friend who's unknown to me. Could be any one of you. So to protect you and me.
No, I mean, I get it. I told you, my parents are deathly allergic to hearing the sound of recorders. They're the same way.
Proof of my dream.
Sure.
Well.
Look, I know you two would never lie to me, so.
No.
If you can't make it, I know it's because you tried to move heaven and hell, but you couldn't make it work. And it's fine. I understand.
Thank you.
Good friend. Good man. Jolly good man. Hey, Jen and Joe.
Yeah.
I am doing this pyramid scheme where I have to sign up to donate my organs. And I only get the money. We're selling them now. If I get two friends to agree to donate their organs as well. Don't worry, though. It's after you die. So, no harm on you. So I'm sure you're eager to help out a lot of people. So just sign here and we'll be good.
Ooh, I would. But I... here's the thing. You know Stephen Hawking?
Uh-huh. He's dead.
I know. Well... Only kind of. They're keeping him on ice. And I promise to donate everything to him already when I die. They're going to reanimate Stephen Hawking.
But do you really think like one person should get all your organs? Don't you think it's fair to spread
it? It's better,
it out?
Yes, because then it's better if it's just all from one person. I'm sorry. He explained it when he was still alive. Oh. He said it way better. And more mechanically, but I can't because they're already promised.
Because you okay that's, yeah I yeah. can't I can't really argue with that, but I will say he was actually my godfather, Stephen Hawking, and right before he was cryogenically frozen, he told me that he would never take the organs of a woman.
He was a huge misogynist.
Yes, yes. And actually, he even said the phrase to me, last resort. So I know you're doing something noble, but I couldn't let you go forward knowing he didn't really want them. So now that you know he doesn't really want them, and there's other people that are going to be way more grateful, I'm sure you're going to change your mind.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
He thought that I was a man because I was doing a Victor Victoria thing. And it's been my dream to successfully trick a misogynist into taking my organs, even though I'm a lady. And so if I don't put them inside Stephen Hawking, then my dream won't be fulfilled. And then, but then they'll all, then everything inside of me actually dies anyway, and then none of it's usable. So I have to fulfill this dream. I'm so sorry. I can't.
Don't feel bad about this.
You know how it is. It's a Victor Victoria thing. I got to do it.
I understand. But what you don't know is that as he lay dying, I had a ruler and a body measuring tape. And I measured his organ cavities, and yours are just not going to fit. They don't fit. They don't fit.
Here's the other thing, though.
Yeah.
Is that his insides are made of rubber.
Naturally.
Yes. Yeah. So they can expand and contract as needed to fit.
Oh, I forgot. All British people's internal organ cavities are... Was he British?
I don't know. It's hard to tell without an accent.
It's hard to tell.
So... but Joe could probably do it.
Oh, okay. Hey, Joe. You're cool, right? One person is better than no people. I'm sure I can still get some points.
All right.
All right. There you go.
Wait. Are you implying with your accent that your organs are rubbery, or what are we doing here?
Yeah. I feel him slishing and sloshing in there right now.
Well, there was no, hey, I got a yes. Why am I fighting a yes?
I don't know.
God bless you.
Well, I guess when you get a yes... That's the end of Excuse Me.
Oh!
Consider yourself excused.
Well, yeah. Well, sorry about that, Francis, but I'd love to help you out, but I just couldn't have, so anyway.
It's not your fault. You're selfish with your organs.
No, I'm very specifically not.
Right, you're giving them all to one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. Oh, just in. His body was burned into a crisp in a cryogenic facility fire. But hey, what do I know? I'm just some godson.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll never know. Unless, and we'll never find out the answer. Unless, for whatever reason, that's the big question.
The question is very big.
Oh.
I hope it's not the big question. I also don't have one. I hope you... This is the point in the show every week where I go, Francis, please tell me you have a big question.
Yep.
Okay. That side-to-side eye look.
I do, though. I do. You know how some people get murdered?
I do know that, yeah.
I was thinking... You know that film A Perfect Murder with Michael Douglas and Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes, I did see it. I'm trying to remember it.
All you need to know is he plotted to have his wife murdered.
Okay.
I was thinking.
Yeah?
What would you do if you found out that your spouse, and I know your spouse would never do this, but hypothetically,
yeah,
if you were married to a different man,
okay,
a monster man,
yeah,
and you found out he had a plot to murder you.
A turkey even.
A turkey with giblets, even. How would you counteract his murder plan and murder him instead?
Okay. Do I know what the plan is?
You just know he hired a hitman.
Okay.
Yikes, am I right?
Ugh. Mm. Hitmen, boy. God, what are we gonna do?
Are they still around?
Yeah, they are. Necessary evil. You know, that's what I think.
Are they? You know, quick aside. Yeah. I used to play Grand Theft Auto when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then one time I was like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I want to be an assassin. And he got so mad.
Why? You have some lofty goal.
Also, they're freelance. You have so much freedom. You can go anywhere.
Yeah. You get to travel, see the world.
Yeah, you're a 1099.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like looking at the Dolomites as you're like choking out someone.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh. Lovely weather that time of year.
Time of year we didn't specify.
Yep, correct.
I only take contracts when the weather's good.
Yeah, you're a snowbird assassin.
That needs to be a movie immediately.
Okay. Well, I'm okay. I would, first of all, get the hitman to work for me. I would tell
him. The one who your husband hired?
Yes. Yeah. I would find out about the hitman and I would be like, hitman, I got a deal for you.
Wait, how'd you find out?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't tell you how I found out.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just so curious.
He left an outgoing recording message, and I had our app installed, the one that records outgoing messages, you know, so you could know what you said later.
Mm. Didn't we sell that on the pod?
We sold it on the pod. That's and nice.
Thank God.
I can't remember anymore.
It was Drunk Dial.
Yeah. So I installed that on his phone, and I cloned his phone because I had a feeling he was up to something, you know?
He's been distant.
At first I just thought it was just run-of-the-mill cheating, maybe a gambling habit.
Ugh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so that's why I installed the other app, the proximity alert one. That you invented.
Wife alert.
Wife alert.
You can tell how many hot people are around him.
Yes. Anyway, I had his phone totally monitored. And I hear his outgoing message where he like lays the whole plot out in voicemail like an idiot. Anyway.
With a price even.
I know. But then he also says, but I'm negotiable. And so I was like, okay, well, if he's negotiable, then this hitman is got to be like, he's probably negotiable too, right? So I contact the hitman. I'm like, hey, sorry to deal with that moron. Here's what we're going to do. You work for me now, and we are going to put a hit on my husband instead. Here's how it's going to work.
Well, you said this in person, not over the phone. Because you're smart.
Oh, yeah. I'm not an idiot. Yeah. No phones around. Not even in... Yeah.
But how did you get a hold of the... Did you wait for him to come and kill you? Or did you find him? I mean...
With the wife alert, I knew where they were when they finally did meet up in
person.
You
were right. Remember when you challenged the flaw in my plan?
I know.
Wow,
but it tracked his phone and you were right. It did work. The hitman was hot. So that thing was going off like crazy. So I like... Wait till my husband left. Then I talked to the hitman. I'm like, first of all, good news, you're hot. Because this thing was going off like crazy.
Great news, you're hot.
Just in case you were wondering, the app confirmed it. And then he was like, great, I hate working with idiots. You're clearly smarter than your husband. I'd rather kill him than you. Boom, bingo, bango, bongo, we're in. So...
And hot hitman get over the dead husband.
I mean, even if he said no, I'm still going to kill you. Wouldn't it be nice to be killed by someone hot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, way better than being killed by just an average-looking person.
Some warty toad.
So, then I have this plan. I was like, okay, you look like you'd be a good master of disguise. And he's like, I am. That's part of my hitman MO is disguises. I've got spirit gum on me at all times. And so I was like, I knew you would. So it's like, my husband is looking for a new therapist. And he's like, I got you covered. I know. I can see where you're going with this. So I was like, he has a crazy fear of clowns. And his last therapist told him, just try to avoid clowns. Like, and he's like, that doesn't help. I'm dreaming about clowns. It's getting weird. And anyway, so they're all around me all the time. I can't do anything about it. So you need to be the new therapist. So we set up a fake office, a therapist's office. The hitman dressed up. He looks very Freudian. Like, he looks like Freud. Then my husband, so he kind of trusts him because my husband's like Stephen Hawking, also a misogynist. He had a lady therapist, didn't trust her. So now he's like, I know. So he comes home all excited and he's like, honey, you'll never guess. My therapist, Austrian and a man, like just like Freud. And so I was like, great, honey, great. And you should really like respect whatever he says and do whatever he says. So after like weeks and weeks go by of therapy, intensive therapy, finally the hitman gets to the point where he convinces my husband to go to a circus. And he takes my husband to a circus and there's like freaking out because the clowns were around, but then he finally gets through it. And it's like every week he takes him to a circus again. And finally it's like getting better and better. And my husband's feeling better about being around clowns. And so finally the hitman, the Freudian hitman, he says, hey, you know what? You're almost completely cured. There's only one thing left for you to do. Get into the clown car with a bunch of clowns. And my husband's like, no, that's too much. They pack them in. They pack them into that clown car. I can't do it. And he's like, you can do it. You can. And you're going to. So my husband is like panicking, freaking out. But he's like, look, this is it. You could be cured after this. Did that female therapist ever promise to cure you?
Ooh, bringing up the yeah, that's smart.
And so
smart.
Then my husband is like, no, you're right. We're doing this for the boys, for the men out there.
Yeah, because he could have even said, oh, I talked to your female therapist and she didn't think you could do this.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to really twist that knife.
Yeah.
So then the hitman was like, and also, you're doing this all on your own. And he was like, no, you got to be there with me. And he's like, I can't be there with you. You've got to do this on your own. So my husband goes to the circus. That point in the circus, you know, when they ask for a volunteer to get to the clown car.
Every circus does it.
He raises his hand. And now what he doesn't know, head clown is my husband. Or not my husband, my hitman. Head clown is the hitman in new makeup. So he gets to choose. So there's all these like little kids like, pick me.
And he's starting to love those things.
Yeah, he's like finally like, oh, I'm coming around. So the hitman, aka the clown now, is like, he does a slow point and he goes, you. He points at my husband, and the spotlight comes on my husband. And then my husband's like, well, I can't believe this actually. Like, I'm going to be doing this. And then he kind of reluctantly comes down and like everyone's cheering for him. And he's like getting built up and he's like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this work. So then the head clown goes, please, you get in first. We get in around you. And so then my husband. Okay.
Why does he say it seductively?
We get in around you.
He's a hot hitman. He can't turn it off. Okay. He can't turn it off. It's not his fault. Trust me, you wouldn't want him to.
It's part of his training.
Yeah. So my husband gets in this tiny little car. And then the head clown's like, don't worry, I'll be right next to you. But head clown is the hitman. And inside,
how did he manage that?
He's a really good hitman. Inside his nose.
No, you guys, I'm doing something.
Inside his nose is
his red nose or his real nose?
His red nose. Inside his red nose.
His velvet nose.
His that nose. If you squeeze it,
they will come.
A little needle comes out. A little needle comes out.
Needle?
Yeah, like a tiny little needle comes out, and it's imperceptible. Like it's like real quick, like it punctures the skin, but it's got poison on the end of it. And so all the clowns are packed into the car, and it's all real close. My husband's right next to the hitman. And then the hitman says, the car won't start until you squeeze my nose. So my husband, he's in it now. He's like, I've got to do this. I've got to prove that female therapist wrong. So he grabs the clown nose, honks it, makes the noise. Huh? His skin is punctured, but he doesn't feel it.
Because of the adrenaline.
Yes. And Now, the thing about the poison that's in this is it's a slow-acting poison. Oof. And at first, it creates this sense of euphoria. And so then my husband is on top of the world.
It's a proprietary poison.
Yes, well, that we developed. Good. He's very good. He's on top of the world, and he's in this clown car, and the clown car is going around the rings of the circus, and all the everyone's cheering and laughing, and then they all get out of the car, and my husband and the head clown, aka the hitman, he gives my husband his big moment. He's like, and a big thanks to Richard, or Dick, as I call him. Big thanks to Richard. And then Richard's standing there with his arms up, and he's like, I can't believe it. I did it. I'm cured.
I'm euphoric.
And then, so he gets into his car and he's rushing home, and he's rushing home to come tell me what happened. And he's still feeling euphoric, but then something starts to happen. And then he's like, oh, I'm getting a little sleepy now. And it's like, so he starts kind of slowing down a little bit, and he's going through an intersection. And then the hitman T-bones him. And then he dies.
Covering all his bases. Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
I just had one question.
Yeah.
When the hitman was the therapist,
uh-huh.
How did the husband not recognize him?
Because of the makeup. He's a makeup artist.
Oh, okay. He's a makeup artist.
Remember, he has spirit gum with him at all times.
Right. What is... that have to do with anything?
Because that's how much of a makeup artist he is. He's ready at any moment to put on a fake mustache or a wig.
Wait, is that a kind of gum?
Yeah, it's like theater. It's like spirit gum is like for like putting on.
Oh, it's not hair. For chewing.
No. It's not, and it's not like Spirit Airlines. It's like the stuff that you use to like affix a fake beard onto yourself.
Oh. Okay, and then you're free to sleep with him.
The hitman? Oh, yeah.
You said he was hot, now you're single.
And now I'm single, so.
Thank you, Jenna.
Two missions accomplished.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. So, that's how I do it. That's how I did do it, in fact.
I'm just glad you survived.
Thank you. Me too. Hitman's happy, too.
What we forgot to mention was that when he was T-boned, his car spun off and hit my car. And killed me, because I was on my way to Joe's recorder concert.
Oh, and that's now, why you can't make it?
And no, Joe's looking out in the audience for his new dad, and he's not there.
I knew you weren't going to pull through, so I just hired some of your sex workers.
Thank you. They're fair. I have to say, they're expensive, but they're worth it.
And professional.
Very.
Well, sounds like... we've answered the big question.
The big question.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one thing left to do. Francis, secret words time.
Ooh. Secret words. This is going to be exciting.
Okay. I have some guesses.
Okay, let's hear them.
Oh, I'm scared. Okay, well, first one I wrote down was pneumatic.
But I knew you were going to.
And you said no.
No.
Okay. I feel like we've done this before with the word pneumatic. One of us has said it, and then the other one's like, that's not my word. Okay.
And then we're like, sure, Jan, scribble, scribble.
Is your word combed?
No.
You just like combed ponies?
You know what I mean by combed ponies, right?
The most combed.
Yeah.
Combed isn't like well-groomed. Well,
I know, yeah. But it's just a sort of weird way to say that. I've never heard that phrase before.
The most combed pony?
The most combed pony.
You also said it like you made it sound like the combing was the pony's reward for being the best pony.
It's a part of it. Don't you want to be combed?
Okay. All right. So it's not combed.
No. Yikes.
I really hope it's not organs, because I said organs.
It's not organs, but I wish it was.
You said that a whole bunch, and I was like, I tried really hard to not say organs, and then I accidentally said it once.
Oof, badoof.
Is it prophetic?
No.
You really just do have prophetic dreams?
I've had two.
Okay, well, those are... only guess I have left is for your decoy word. Okay. So I'm going to guess your decoy word.
Let's hear it.
Tongue?
No.
Oh, That one I thought I might have been able to guess. Okay. What were your words?
My word was improvised.
That's bullshit. This is an improvised podcast.
It's a what podcast, Jenna?
No, it doesn't count. No, no, no.
I agree with him on that. Are you on that?
Thank you.
But yeah. I think it's fine because we don't normally say that. That's not like a word we use all the time in our podcast.
That would be like the word being comedy or podcast. I don't know. I feel like that's a little, all right, fine, fine.
Okay. But you didn't lose any points?
No, but.
You didn't say it until just now.
You said improvise, so.
You said improvising.
Yeah, whatever. So you're good.
All right.
Man, imagine the fight she would have thrown if she'd said it. That was like me with overstimulation.
Like Jesus in the temple, just flip this table over.
Did he do that?
Like Jesus, get out of
Jesus
my house.
Jesus got mad?
Yeah. Anyway, all right, what was your decoy word?
Yikes.
Oh, when did you say that? I feel like you say that all the time.
I said it numerous times.
That's a word you say often in real life.
I've never said it on the pod.
But you say it all the time in real life. Ooh, yikes. I feel like I hear you say that all the time.
What are we doing here? What do you want me to say? Got my words. I played my part. Yikes.
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
See, even you doing it just then sounded natural to me because it sounds like something you would say.
Yikes, just do it. Here we go.
All right.
I've got some guesses.
Okay.
Starboard.
No. I saw you write that one down.
Tootsies.
Nope, I really do like toasty Tootsies.
I hope this isn't it because I said it once. Circus.
No, and I saw you write it down, and then I saw you say circus, and then you went, like, to yourself, where you were like, God, no, what did I do?
Clowns.
Nope.
Freudian.
Nope.
Railroad.
Nope.
Tracks.
Nope.
Mayor.
No.
Imperceptible.
No.
Euphoria.
No.
All the guesses I have.
You were really close to my decoy word, and I'm really pissed that you didn't say it correctly.
Ooh.
Because I definitely did not say railroad. I said railroads.
Yay! That was your decoy?
That was my decoy. Ooh,
Francis is safe.
Oh, that's annoying to me. Oh.
Thank goodness.
Saved by singularity.
Yikes.
No, and so railroads was my decoy word. And my actual word was schmooze.
You said that in a real weird way.
Say it how you said it.
I said, don't make Joe schmooze himself. Because when you were saying Joe, say how good you were, like whatever.
Oh, that is weird. Why didn't I pick up on that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But thank goodness you didn't. Why couldn't you have just remembered how I said railroads? How I pluralized it.
I ignore the S. That's just my way.
Oh. Well.
Okay. Well, hey, no one got screwed. No one got ahead.
Well, I feel like I got screwed. You got improvised and yikes.
Let it go. Didn't I have a really crappy one once?
Probably.
And to be fair, I did complain about it. So
yeah.
You're fine.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, I guess better luck next time for both of us.
Yikes.
Thanks for listening.
Yikes.
Yeah, see, you say it and it sounded normal.
I'm just improvised.
Oh, I hate you. But I love you, listeners. Bye.
Bye.
Wait.